Sundays are great. It's the one day it's okay to do nothing.
I know how much you love doing nothing, George.
Your hat's cute. But aren't you a bit early for Halloween?
It's not a hat. It's a voice-activated hairstyler. Watch. Styler off.
Very amusing. Styler on. Hey, my omelet.
Sorry, George. You just have to watch what you say around it.
Thank you, Rosie.
Dogs are man's best friend, but not newsboys. Thanks, Astro. Good dog.
Yeah, he's got a real nose for news. Well, folks, what else can I do to make your day more comfortable? Coffee, orange juice, biscuits.
You've done it all, Rosie. What makes you so terrific anyway?
That's my lifestyle, Mr. J. I'm programmed to be user-friendly.
Well, we're very lucky to have you, Rosie.
They don't make them like you anymore.
Please, leave my age out of this. What's this? A new egg style?
My voice-activated hairstyler styled George's omelet.
Yeah, just say styler on and... Styler off!
What won't they think of next? Folks, relax. I'll take care of this problem. Come on, Astro. I'll fix your breakfast.
Breakfast? No, Roy!
Oh, what a jewel she is. And she never complains.
And she never breaks down. Ah, today I'm going to elevate relaxation to an art form.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. J. Space phone for you.
Jetson, there's trouble in Rivet City. Something's gone bonkers in the shipping warehouse. Get down to the plant right away.
But I'm off on Sundays.
You'll be off every day if you don't get down here.
It's okay, George. I understand. But you can't leave the house like that.
I never look good when my hair parted in the middle.
Greetings, Mr. Jetson.
Hello, Roboto. What's the problem?
No problem here, Mr. Jetson.
I got a call saying there was a big problem in here.
You have been misinformed.
Everything looks routine around here.
No problem here, Mr. Jetson.
Maybe it's spatially testing my loyalty again.
No problem.
Well, I might as well get on home.
No problem. No problem. No problem. No problem.
Now we got problems. I think you got technical problems, Roboto. I'm gonna have to pull your plug.
Is there something I can do for you, Mr. Jetson?
Do you know what you just did?
Certainly. My shipping record is super impeccable.
Well, your memory chips must be fried. This won't look good on your performance record, you know.
Move them in and ship them out. Move them in and ship them out. Move them in and ship them out. Mr. Jetson, what is your problem?
You're the problem. You're bonkers.
You're no Mr. Normal yourself.
He's a total space case. I'll be. see. Here's the problem. A faulty lug nut.
Outstanding, Judson. I saw the whole thing from my office. What was the problem?
Just a little old defective lug nut. I installed a new one.
Well, good work, Judson. You saved us some big bucks. Time you had a raise.
A raise?
Oh, and since it's Sunday, take tomorrow off.
Well, Roboto, how do you feel now?
I feel fantastic.
So do I, Roboto. So do I. Ta-da! Hail the conquering hero!
George, what happened? And what are you hiding?
For the flower of my life.
Roses! Oh, George, aren't you thoughtful?
Not just roses.
They're beautiful. But why?
And Judy, this is for you. Elroy, here's yours.
A holographic music album. The Purple Planet Pluto Punks. Oh, thank you, Daddy. But how come?
Oh, boy, an Einstein video disc. What's the occasion, Dad?
And for Astro, a stick that throws itself. Now I won't have to do it. Ah, and a wonderful Rosie. Sweets for the sweet. An assortment of your favorites, Rosie. A nuts, bolts, and screw sampler.
Oh, boy. Chocolate bolts, creamy screws, and caramel lug nuts.
Why all this, George? You either want a space ball pool or you're under heavy stress.
Neither. Spacely gave me tomorrow off and a raise. I just wanted to share my good fortune.
Definitely stress. He's hallucinating. Poor Dad.
Why would that old miser give you a raise, Dad?
Because of this little baby. It caused a robot in shipping to go bonkers. I pulled it from that loony robot and saved the day. Now Spacely thinks I'm a hero.
Oh, George, you are a hero. I'm so proud of you. Let's celebrate with dinner out.
Good thought. How about someplace local, like the Moon Mall?
There's a great seafood place in the Sea of Tranquility Crater.
Punch it, Dad. I got a bad case of moon munchies.
Robot candy doesn't last long around me. I'm just nuts for screws and bolts. Oh, no. All gone already? Oh, hey. How did this one escape? A place for everything and everything in its place. A place for everything and everything in its place.
George, have you seen my jewelry case? I can't find it anywhere.
What'd you do with my cough gloves? I wish you'd quit rearranging things.
You often leave them in the solarium beside the potted palm.
Potted palm? Oh, yeah.
But where is that jewelry case?
How could I lose something as big as a bag of golf clubs? Uh-oh. Or as big as a potted palm tree. Hey, Jane, the potted palm is also missing. What's going on? Rosie, have you seen my golf clubs?
Sure, Mr. J, lots of times. They're long sticks made of wooden steel, and they come in a leather bag.
I mean lately, Rosie, they're missing.
You're just going to have to be more careful with your things, Mr. J. There's a place for everything, and everything in its place.
But how could anyone misplace a palm tree?
Maybe it was the kind of palm that had a date. Hey, even my feather duster is missing. Now we're talking serious.
Rosie, have you seen my jewelry case? I've looked everywhere.
Oh, swell. Now we have the case of the missing jewelry case. What will turn up missing next?
Einstein's lost.
If Einstein had all those brains, how could he get lost?
I mean my Einstein video, Mom.
An Einstein video should be relatively easy to find. But a feather duster?
My digital diary is missing. If anyone reads it, I'll die of terminal humiliation. Elroy, if you've been snooping around my room again...
I got my own problems.
George, you don't suppose we were robbed while we were out last night?
Good point. I'll check the entry monitor. Nope, the only illegal entries were two houseflies and a mosquito.
My dog walker is missing.
Your dog walker is missing?
Mom, I'm ruined. My diary is gone.
And my Einstein video is gone.
Not to mention my jewelry case and your dad's golf clubs.
Wait a minute. Something's crazy here. First my golf clubs, then a potted plant, a jewelry case, a diary, and a video disc.
Wow. All this stuff in Rosie's room. It's a certified mind-boggler. Dad, could I see you for a minute?
What did you lose now?
This whole family is turning into a bunch of losers. A place for everything, and everything in its place.
I can't believe this.
It's impossible. Is this one of your practical jokes, George?
Am I laughing? And I thought Rosie was the absolute picture of honesty.
Well, if she is, you can figure she stole that picture off somebody's wall. Now, we've got to handle this with sympathy and understanding.
Right. We'll talk it all out with her. She may need professional help.
Let's see. Space bologna, Martian mayonnaise, lunar lettuce, Orion onion, and black hole wheat.
Elroy, where's Rosie?
She took a space bus.
Where?
She said she was going shopping at the New Moon Mall.
Shopping? You mean shoplifting. I hope I'm not too late. There might not be anything left of the shopping mall.
A place for everything and everything in this place.
Pardon me, madam. You must stop at the checkout stand. Pardon me. Security alert. Security alert. Code 9. Code 9.
A place for everything and everything in this place.
Rosie, what have you done? That's terrible. We've got to return all this.
Everything in this place.
Freeze, mister. Shoplifting on this moon is a very serious offense. You got a receipt for these items?
But I didn't buy this stuff.
Yeah, that's what we in the security game call shoplifting.
You don't understand. Our maid here stole it. Something's terribly wrong with her.
Rosie, how are you? Good to see you. Look, I know Rosie. I see her here shopping all the time, and she's okay.
But she's not. Look at those crazy fast movements. The wild-looking eyes.
You're despicable. Blaming your own crime on a defenseless robot.
Rosie, tell him you took these things.
Really, Mr. J, I would never take something that wasn't mine.
Spread out, fella.
You're making a big mistake.
That's what Lightfinger's Lunar Louie said just before he got 10 to 20 busting moon rocks.
Rosie, help me! Oh, my God. It's the same as the robot in shipping. Rosie, did you eat that lug nut I brought home?
Mr. J, it was delicious.
We have to get it to a robot doctor to remove that faulty lug nut she ate.
Sorry, I'm not buying that story.
No, don't. Come back, Rosie.
Hang on, I'll get help. A wacko robot maid on a stolen security space cycle. All units, red alert.
About our Rosie.
We won't lose her, will we, Dad?
Hang in there, Elroy. They're taking her into the operating room now.
Oh, my, this is an old one.
Yeah, they don't make them like this anymore.
How will we ever find original parts?
It's a complete reassembly job. Let's get into it. Hemostat.
Hemostat.
Clamp.
Clamp.
My forehead.
Your forehead?
No, I mean sponge it.
Vital signs are failing, Doctor.
Nurse, that robot resuscitator, stat! Aha! Here's the problem. A faulty lug nut.
Hey, that's the lug nut I took out of the robot at work.
There, that should do it. The life signs are returning. You can close her up, nurse.
Oh, what are you all staring at? You know I'm not the kind of lady a ghost of faces.
Yay! Just a little get-well gift, Rosie. I'll have your nurse put them in permanent preserving Martian moon water.
We're so happy you're going to be all right, Rosie.
But I feel so weak.
You're going to be fine, Rosie.
I don't think I'll be able to walk for weeks. Maybe months.
Well, these could make you feel better. I got you a box of delicious chocolate-covered screws, bolts, and lug nuts.
Lug nuts? Lug nuts? Lug nuts! Lug nuts! Lug nuts! Lug nuts!
You know, George, I don't recall what we paid for Rosie, but...
I know.
She was a real steal.